Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Repeater, 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic does have priority at all times and can break in at any time. So, is there any emergency traffic at this point? Good. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next meeting, the next monthly meeting will be April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Art and Community Center, 160 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member, and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. Alrighty, at this time, I am listening for any Echolink stations. Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in with us this evening? I will pause 15 seconds to allow for those folks to join us. Please call out. Alrighty, hearing none. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations that would like to join us? This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Please call now.
N5ALW, good evening, Kathy.
KA2RNZ.
Hi, Kathy.
M2OIQ. Good evening, Kathy.
Okay, we acknowledge Bob, Jack, and Jeff. Any other folks who'd like to join us out there? Okay. Bob, how was your day today?
N5ALW. Actually, it was quite well. I got outside a little bit and enjoyed some of the sunshine we had. Glad to see it warmed up a little bit. I got a couple things done outside that I wanted to, and spent a little time inside and got little repair work done on one of the HF rakes. Nothing serious, just replace a couple of bulbs that were out and get it back together again. And that was pretty much it. When we started out the day here, it was 18 below, and then it got up to a high probably, I think about 22. I'm not sure. That's what it was the last time I looked at it, and I'm sure it got a little warmer than that. So, anyway, I'll return it back to you, Kathy. It's a fine evening. 73 to everyone on board. This is N5ALW, back to net control.
Okay, Bob, well, thanks for joining us this evening. Yes, it was a lovely day today, the sun. And really, that sun feels good. So it's coming around to starting to warm up our end of the planet. All right, next is Jack. Jack, how are things way out there in Liverpool?
Well, not too bad, actually. We got up to about the mid-20s today. but we had a day full of sunshine, which made it feel a lot warmer. Snow doesn't seem to be disappearing very fast. I mean, we've still got a couple feet here, almost all around, and deeper where it drifted. But, I don't know, we went down to minus 6 this morning, so that's what's holding it for us, keeping it cold, keeping it refrigerated. Anyways, 7-3 all around. KA2-0-Z.
Okay, Jack, yep, it does keep it all refrigerated. Yeah, we've got quite a bit here. It's about chest deep in our backyard, and from the guy who plows, it's way over my head, too, those banks, so. But it's going to take a while to melt. Alrighty, Jeff, how are things in your area?
Kathy, I think it was Dan that came in next, wasn't it?
Oh, you're right, it is Dan. I'm sorry, I misread it. Dan, sorry about that. How was your day today?
Yeah, no problem, Kathy. Good evening, Kathy, and everyone on the net this evening, and 2OYQ here. It was a very nice day today. A lot of sun. Didn't get a whole lot done today, but anyway, I went and got some wood pellets for the pellet stove and called around to see where anybody had any pellets, and I found one place that had a few, so I picked up two and held me off for a while. Anyways, I had a pellet to get there. Nobody's getting any in. Companies are making them, or I don't know what to do is going on, but we got some pallets, so we're happy for a while. And other than that, minus 14 this morning. It was pretty chilly, it was cold, serious. But then it got up in the 20s today, so. And tomorrow, I think it's supposed to be up in the 30s, if I read it right. So, get back to you, Kathy. You're doing a fantastic job. Have a good night. M2YQ clear.
Okay, Dan. Thank you. Thank you for the compliment. And, we got down to 20 below here, so it was pretty chilly. But we bring wood. We don't have the pellets, but that must be quite a dilemma not being able to get them when you need them. But, alrighty, gonna see if we have any other folks who would like to join us this evening. Anybody, whether they're battery powered or fixed, please call out.
WA to you. Good evening.
Okay, and the man on my right, John, WA2U. How was your day today?
Okay, left a little bit of a pause, WA2U. Well, good evening to everyone on frequency. I was minus 20 degrees, below zero, early this morning. So, nice and warm and cozy in here. Got plenty of wood out in the foyer and next to the stove, so we're all set. And what activities are going on, I guess, so when it gets this temperature, it's inside stuff, but I guess it's going to, we're going to get the temperature going to go up there and things will thaw for a little while, and that's kind of neat, and then hopefully it'll freeze, and it'll be great for snowshoeing, because it turns the woods into like, the snow is like blacktop out there, you can walk anywhere in it. And evening of this weekend's activities, let's see, tomorrow night, I believe I have this, but it's certainly something to look forward to. I think we spring ahead tomorrow evening. You want to set those clocks 1 hour ahead, you spring ahead, and in the fall you fall back. So that's coming up. And if it, the second Saturday of the month, for those interested in 40 meters, ECARS has their roll call. They have their roll call on 7.255, starting at 10 a.m. It goes by the call area. And it's kind of neat because you can listen and kind of get an idea of propagation and you know, what call areas are coming in good. 40 meters is kind of a neat band, one of our favorites anyways, to work during the day. So that's always the second Saturday of the month. So I mentioned the time change and coming up, and that's about it. So I'll turn it back to Net Control here, and hope everyone has a great weekend if we're not around tomorrow evening. And boy, the snowmobiles are out there fast and furious, and fast and furious, so beware of especially the ones that are the weekend warriors. You know, they come up from other areas in the state, and they get a hold of a big sled, and well, there's all kinds of things happen. Sometimes not always the best, so listening to the scanner. WATU, back to that 7-3.
Okay, thank you, John, for joining us. And I'll just do one more call-up. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, before I close, I'll do my weekly chuckle. There is a ham radio operator in a shack in Glenfield, New York, and he was tuning around the band looking for his favorite net. And he called out to his wife, "Hey, honey, can you get me a beer?" Well, she heard that and was a little annoyed with him. He always was sitting in his shack on the radio, but she said, "All right, what the heck, I'll bring him a beer." So she hands it to him and goes back out doing what she was doing, and only a few minutes later, her husband says, "Hey, honey, can you bring me another beer before it starts?" Well, she was amazed that he drank his beer so fast, but she was still a little annoyed with him, but she's not going to rock any boats. So she went and got him another beer, handed it to him, and went back to what she was doing. Boy, not a minute or two later, he hollers out, "Honey, can you bring me another beer before it starts?" Well, that was enough for her. She wanted to read him the riot act. She says to him, "Look, I clean the house, I do your laundry, I watch the kids, and I also have a full-time job. And you sit on your duff all day and talk on the radio. Well, you can just get up out of your chair and get your beer yourself." Well, he turned to her and said, "Darn it all, it started." Okay, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Bob, Jack, Dan, and John for checking in this evening, and all those who are listening. So, everyone have a great weekend. 73. This is KC2YXN out.
Appreciate it. Anyone else? Thank you.
you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.
W2FMM, WA2 is still there, Russ Scott. Yep, still here. I just thought I'd say hi up to the camp. You up to your camp, or are you home this evening?
Oh, just home. Just been relaxing, working, and just for the first time getting to relax. It's kind of nice.
That's an important thing to do, you know. A lot of people don't know how to do that.
Most definitely. I got rid of all the other stuff, and I work and putter and straighten some stuff out. No more pressures and certain things, and all I have to do is be a lieutenant of the fire department and be myself, and I come and go as I please, and I don't have to answer nobody, and I love it. I wish I had listened to a lot of people before.
Well, exactly. It's the same, you know, you do what you want to do when you want to do it, rather than, so I can relate to that. So, yeah, we haven't heard John that much. We hang out up here. I don't sit by the radio all day, but I usually have the home alert frequency on and Oneida County on the other frequency, and then evenings we pop it over here. So we get into this, I think, almost with a handheld. Relatively quiet, so. Yeah, I heard your call. I just thought I'd pop in and say hi. Kathy goes, geez, you haven't heard Scott in a while, so. I know you've been busy and stuff. And, lots of changes around, so. change is good sometimes. It adds variety.
Oh, yeah, I agree 100%. I was going to come talk to you guys before. I kind of miss talking to you, and I kind of miss spending the evening with you. But now that I've got the other stuff and of my choosing, and I, you know, briefly on that part, I just told them one day, I said I had enough, and somebody else was turning, I wanted out, and I'm kind of glad I did.
Well, you know, Sherry knows where we are, and you guys are always welcome to visit us. You know, just give us a call. Sundays are kind of out of commission. You know, we usually have a late Saturday evening, if you know what I mean, but, you know, sometime you catch your breath, you're more than welcome to stop up and visit.
To you guys, when I got to camp in the summer months, which I plan on spending a lot up there, you're more than welcome to camp. You know they can come anytime. Anytime, you know that.
That sounds good, Scott. Okay, I'm going to go and see what Kathy's up to. Actually, I'm going to go and see what Kathy's up to. I think she's watching the Twilight Zone or something. You can watch it or live it. And I'm going to go stoke up the fire. I got down to 20 below zero last night here, so. I got a little bit of snow on the roof. It's good. We'll add a little extra insulation. So, good chatting with you. We're on the radio. It's usually we're on this frequency. So, 7-3 to you and Donna. W2FMM, WA2. 7-3 for now. Go camp. I chatted with you.
Not a problem. I'll tell Donna that I chatted with you. You probably hear a lot more of me. We're up north, and at least when we go up north, we can go simplex and do a lot of chat. Looking forward to that. Whiskey too, Sarah Mike.